Wow, welcome back to another episode of Who the Fuck Knows the name of the podcast. We bleeped the F word so that we can monitor it. We're back though. It's Monday. It's Sunday. But if you're listening to this on a Monday, it's Monday. And some people listen to it on a Tuesday. So it could be Tuesday for you guys. So we'll just pretend, you know, whatever day it is. Woo! It's Sunday for us, 10:30 in the morning. You had a couple sips. It was Valentine's Day yesterday. You said you were sipping?
Just had a couple sips. I was gonna drink.
Nothing crazy? Nah. Well, me on the other hand, Friday night we did the pickle prom and we got lit. We got lit.
Did you?
Absolutely litty titty torn up.
Nice.
Absolutely hell of a time. It was at our pickle dojo. It was basically Scottsdale and Peoria.
Really?
Yeah, we had a good time. Yeah, we had a good time.
So you were playing all hammered.
No, not so much hammered. It was about 7 p.m. we started. Nice. And it was a good time. I can't say too much, but I will say it was a good time. And hopefully there was no video recorded of me. So I made a fool of myself. Oh, we had the microphone. I felt like it was my house. So I had the mic. I was freestyling at some point. I was DJing. DJ Jamia.
That's good, dude.
Yeah. It was a good time. 10 out of 10. 9 out of 10. It was 9 out of 10, but it was incredible. Shout out everyone that came to Pickle Prom. Me and Tim lost these young bucks in the tournament, but I was under the influence and my palms were sweating, so didn't count.
True.
You know what I mean?
Was a big turnout?
It was medium size. It wasn't small. It wasn't huge. It was perfect size for that space. We had a little dance floor and God damn it, did we wiggle all night. But it's nice starting at 7 p.m. That was always my problem. When you go out to the clubs, like you go out with the boys, it's like it ain't really popping until 10 p.m., 11 p.m. You get out, you're partying for 2 hours. It's 12. It's 1 a.m. It's only been 2 hours. You're like, God, this isn't going to be good.
Stop till
you know, 5. So we started at 7.
Nice.
And that's, so and I look 12. At my phone. It was midnight. I was like, okay, that's perfect. Because like I'm still going, but I'm like getting ready to be done.
Yeah, yeah.
So I was able to get to sleep around 2:30. G drove us home. And God damn it. It was fun. The after party after my fight was supposed to be more like that. Yeah. The after party after my fight was kind of butt cheeks. Like it wasn't that great. Yeah. This was a good time. So can't wait till next weekend. jokes. God damn it. That was the problem. Is I have too much fucking fun doing that. Too much fucking fun.
Midnight's not a bad time to stop. That's a good time to stop. I was in bed at 6:30 last night sleeping.
Yeah, 6:30.
6:30, I was sleeping.
Because you had a couple drinks.
And I was just tired. We went out to Hot and Juicy.
What the fuck's that?
It's like a crawfish place out in Tempe.
Oh, that was a strip club.
Nah.
Hot and Juicy.
Sounds like a strip club, but nah.
It does. Overall, great weekend. Got a massage after this. And that's about it. We'll talk about the fights. Big fights this weekend. Big fucking fights this weekend. We got Julian Miller versus Carly Judas.
Who?
5-3 versus 5-2.
That's going to be good, dude.
You had to pick.
It's going to be a banger. Carly Julius.
I'm picking JM.
Yeah.
Because Jordan Michael backwards, boy. That's, type shit.
Yep.
You have a poster of this guy on your wall. Jordan Levitt, right?
Yeah. I've been following him since day one.
Yeah.
He's fucking like my
What do you idol. Like most about him after he wins?
The way he just wins, man. He just goes out there and he just is humble and fucking.
Do you like the way he twerks on men?
Does he do that?
Yeah.
Oh, all right. Yeah, that's a poster I actually have on my walls. He's twerking on some dude. And it's pretty fire.
But he's fighting Yair Del Valle. Oof. He's 10-0. So we'll see if he gets the twerk done. Fast forward up the card. I just had to make that joke about you having it on your poster. We'll go to the main card. This is in Houston, right? Or some shit. Isn't this like, just says UFC fight night, but, I don't really give a fuck. This card is just, we got Dan Ige. Dan Ige is always fucking fun to watch. He's fighting Milk. This guy, I do know who this guy is. Coast, I don't know how to say his first name. But that's actually going to be a really, really good fight. Jeff Neal's fun to watch. He's fighting Yaros Medich. Jeff Neal, yeah, that's the co-main. They get the main event, Sean Strickland versus Anthony Hernandez. I feel like we've been fucking talking about this fight for like 8 years.
Yeah, we have. Strickland's going to go out there and get it done.
He might.
Not a big fan of him, but.
He definitely might. I mean, he's probably coming towards the end of his career. He's 34. He doesn't really get hit too much. He hasn't really been through too many wars.
He's only 34.
Yeah, he looks like he's about 47. He's like 40 or something, yeah. Yeah. He looks like something else. But like I say, I was trying to find his top five quotes, but I couldn't. Nothing really popped up. But he says some fucked up shit. It's pretty funny.
Yeah.
So that's that. Really don't give a fuck about this card. Will I watch Strickland versus Anthony? Yes, I will watch it. And that is but yeah, kind of a shit card, and I ain't gonna lie, man. I am not gonna lie about that. That's how I feel. And I'm gonna tell you how I feel. There's one thing about me. One thing about me, I'll tell you how I feel. What else we got going on?
What do you think about that? Like, a lot of people are talking right now how there's kind of like a lack of excitement with the UFC at this current stage with Paramount, these two big cards, and then there's this kind of this lull with the White House and they're talking about it.
I mean, it's like we got to just suffer through a couple weeks to get some greatness. No, I think, I mean, they stacked the first few cards pretty heavy. And then we're just going to go through, we've got to go through this little phase. But the White House card, it's crazy. They don't have a UFC 327 headliner. Like usually, like UFC 326, March 7th is next. They usually have like what's coming, at least one fight out, I feel like. But yeah, they said they're starting the White House card last week, Tuesday matchmaking. They said they were starting it.
Damn.
I haven't got a call. Haven't got a jingle. Haven't heard nothing. So the old Sugar Show might not be on the White House. Don't. No, it's still far. It's still so far out. Like, it's still far enough out to, yeah, I don't know. I'm seeing John Jones. I'm seeing GSP maybe.
I seen that.
Did Connor versus Nate.
I thought GSP retired like forever.
He did.
Okay.
But it's like, they got to do something big. They promised something massive for the Sphere and it sucked. What the hell? Did I say that loud? No, they promised something massive of the Sphere, and it was, you know, if I would have won, it would have been crazy. It would have been, oh my God, it was this big. I fucking lost. Well,
so that's kind of on
depends.
You.
I mean, dude, 1-3-5, man. How many times have I got to say it? The narrative is switching. The people know. At first, they didn't. Then they did. They're getting smarter. You put it into AI, say, hey, here's the fight. Who won it? It says clear as day. ChatGPT. Sean O'Malley won round 1-3-5. Put it into AI. Fucking AI knows. What were we talking about? White House card.
Yeah,
6-7 fights. We talked about no update there. No fucking update there. Colby Covington, Ian Gary, Colby versus who was I seeing today? Colby versus
Connor was one of them.
Colby, no, someone Chandler. Else.
Chandler's on there.
Colby versus Patty. Chandler. Patty.
Yep.
Colby versus Patty. Dude, there's some fun fights. There's some fun fucking fights. And now's the time to make it.
There's some rumor that Pereira versus Gone was going to be the main event or something.
Pereira versus Gone. Yeah. I feel like that would be a little bit of a disappointment.
That would be very disappointing.
But they would call it the intern belt, triple tramp. I mean, there's something they could do with that. But overall, man, I mean, I feel like next week we're going to have some fire shit to talk about when it comes to UFC. This week's, man, just ain't really it. Doing Well is live on the website. Coconut Lime is for sale. It's up.
We can't talk about that.
Oh shit, my bad. Delete it. Edit that out. Bring Jane's food over. That's one of my notes that I had at 9:45 this morning from the house to this house. I thought I was looking at my notes. I was looking at my reminders. Sugar, make Michael quit vaping and get him into the Red Hawk gym. Michael was coming in there for a while and he fucking broke his rib or some shit.
Well, that was jujitsu. That was my rib with that. Yeah. I was going in, but the thing that sucks, I can only go in on Thursday for the MMA class. That's the only day I can go in. And then both Thursdays fell on Christmas. I would have already went over this. So I got to get
back. Yeah, we went over that. You're right. Would you do a post pay-per-view show with MMA Guru?
Oh, me? Yeah, absolutely.
No, we're going to actually do one. We got the MMA the Shiguru show coming up soon. We're going to talk Charles Mack. We're going to talk that whole card. It's going to be absolutely incredible. It's going to be fine. Uriah Faber might be coming. Well, he is coming to town. He's wrestling. Dude, actually, that's thank you. Thank you, Sean. Mm-hmm. It's a great card. This RAF card, this RAF card is fire. Uriah is coming into town. I asked if he'd hop on the podcast. I think that'd be really, really cool. The very first time I ever saw any fighting, it was before, even after I saw it, I didn't like fighting for a few years. I was probably fucking, I don't know, I'd have to do the math, see how old he was when he, but I'm, dude, California kid, cornrows, had a fucking,
yeah.
You remember that? Like, I remember seeing dad watching him, maybe you, I don't know if you
really, watched him, yeah, I did. He was one of the only ones I ever watched.
But it was weird. It was like, I remember seeing the California kid, and I was like, damn, these guys are crazy. Had no interest in fighting. And then even years after that, I didn't have interest. But I remember seeing that. What's that? The headband, the cornrows. He was like shredded. I was like, damn, that's crazy. The first time I've ever was like soft something with fighting.
You had a little crush.
I had a bit of a crush.
That's cool. That's cool.
But it was, yeah. So it'd be really, really cool to get him on the pod. We've never really hung out, but he's been around the fight scene for so long. I've been around, seen him in the backstage, talked to him a little bit. And I really like him. He's a cool dude. But this RAF card is going to be sweet. It's just pure wrestling. It's freestyle wrestling. And they got an absolute banger lined up for us. Oh, they have Clay Guida versus Muggsy. That's kind of funny. I didn't know that I had that one. Jordan Oliver. I think it's Jordan Oliver. Yeah, Jordan Oliver versus Bartlett. Dude, Benson Henderson versus Chad Mendes. 40, 42 years old. It's going to be absolutely fire. Valencia versus Serbia. Not sure. Valencia, I know, is good. I'm not sure about the other guy. We got a girl one. Guzman versus Laydecker. No, Laydecker. Sorry about that. Okay, that one. Okay. Muhammad Makayev versus Bryce Meredith. That's going to be fun.
That's going to be great.
You like that. That's going to be a really, really fun one. Bryce is one of our buddies, trains with us. Makayev's really, really good. Was undefeated in the UFC. Got cut. Super controversial a couple of years ago. Now he's just kind of dominating out the other scenes. We got Armin Tsarukyan versus this guy that you ever see the guy that says $1,000 if you take me down or whatever.
Oh yeah.
He's really, really good wrestler. Armin versus him. That's gonna be fucking badass, dude. Armin's such a gangster for like just doing all this shit, just trying to can't get a fight in the UFC. He's like, fuck it, I'll just go and do other shit.
Does that pay very well or does it pay?
So this new thing, RAF, it's called, and it's Real American Freestyle, I think is what it's called. They're paying pretty good. It's new. They're 5-6 shows in, and it's pretty new. But then Henry Fat Hudo versus Uriah Faber. Damn, Uriah's 46. Let's go. Henry's 38. So that's gonna be cool. February 28th. I'm excited for that. Probably go. It's in Phoenix. I know you'll. I think you're reffing.
Yeah, I was thinking about reffing. You're gonna be competing, right? Because that's like your.
They actually wanted me to.
Did they actually?
Yeah, and I actually would have been. If I would have lost the last fight, I probably would have.
Yeah.
Nah, my back too hurt. Mm-hmm. But yeah, no, that's gonna be fun. I was very, very excited about that. We got Knight's birthday though. He turns 2. Jakari Courtney's son turns 2. So we got to go to that first. Give me a lit birthday party. Probably pop out that type of shit. Mm-hmm.
I got some news.
Got some news? Woo! You didn't sound excited when you said that.
UFC asked Tom Aspinall to vacate the title until he was ready to go. And he said he'd be willing to vacate the title as long as they released him.
It's so weird. Heavyweight division, heavyweight boxing, baddest man on the planet, just the scariest division known to man. And yeah, it's been weird the last few years. Like the heavyweight division's just kind of been not super exciting, not super interesting. You got Tom Aspinall. I mean, John Jones is pretty much done. DC retired. DC was fun. Like, yeah, the division's just not that fun. I saw someone saying get rid of it or whatever, but it's a matter of time. It's a matter of time before like just these stars start coming up. There's so many guys like me that are 265 that is just barely, you know what I mean? Big fuckers.
6'6".
It's going to be fun. Yeah. The division's going to be fun. We're going through a little lull, but what goes down will bounce off the fucking floor like a trampoline and go back up. So we're going to get that shit popping.
He can't drive his kids to school. He has 3 Ooh. Kids. One of his sons is autistic. Okay. You know, schedules, routines, very important. It's all been taken away from him.
That's good. Yeah, he had double eye surgery. Got fucking poked in that last fight.
I remember that. I didn't know it was both. I thought it was just one. But
dude, that's what's so scary about the sport and shit like that happens. It's like, I gotta get in the octagon. Like I fought Song last fight. Song, I poked Henry. Henry's eyes were fucked up for a while. Like, dude, it's scary. You don't. I don't even know what to say. That sucks, man. Because he's a little bit older too. It's not like he's got like a ton of more years and he's dealing with this. And then it's like you gotta get back to sparring. And then how do you still have the same, the same
mentality.
Yeah, mentality. That's tough. That's tough. I mean, they want him to vacate the belt, which I get. He said if they release him. God, it's just like, you don't, if they release him, Tom Aspinall is going to go box? Like who? Yeah. Who? I mean, do people have interest in seeing Tom versus like maybe Francis or something like that? But it's like, man, just, you don't want to get on the UFC's bad side. Not that he is. I don't mean, it sounds like they're going through it, but I don't know, man.
Yeah, he's made some comments I've seen on whatever he posts on that they don't give a shit about him and all that. So, and he's not wrong.
I saw Aiden was talking to Terrence and Shakur Stevenson, and Aiden said, UFC's better than boxing. And of course, the boxers are like, nah, boxing's better. I mean, they're two different sports. Like I'm saying, football, but I mean, they're two different sports. They're both in the combat sports stuff. Boxers are good at boxing. MMA fighters are good at MMA fighting. MMA fighters will kill boxers in a fight, and that's shit. You can't deny that. You can't argue that. They want to argue that. Yeah. Nah, man, I got that buggy. But nah, man. They want to. They're tough. Boxers. They're not fighters. They are fighters.
They are fighters, yeah.
But they're not.
MMA fighters.
Thank you.
That's super true.
I mean, it's fucking, when it comes to you, what's bigger, UFC or boxing, is it really in that big of an argument, a debate? Like, UFC's way bigger than boxing. Is that an argument? Or is that a fact?
I don't know.
It's just a fact. It's a fact.
All right.
Name five boxers. Okay. Thank you.
Mike Tyson, Muhammad Ali.
Exactly. Name five UFC fighters.
Okay, I can do that.
Just name five.
Sugar Shane.
Thank you.
Marab.
Chill. Name Peter. Three more.
Jones. Everyone's going to be making fun of me right now. How many where I'm at? Four?
Yeah.
And
fighting this weekend.
Yeah, Sean Strickland.
Five. Easy. Name dude. Five boxers.
Haney. Garcia. Do they have to be current?
Yes.
Let's see. Haney, Garcia, Devontae.
You can't just name a black guy.
Javante Adams? Javante?
Oh, Javante.
Javante.
I did say I'm like, Devontae. You can't just say that.
Jamal and Rashad.
Sugar Rashad. Is there a future where Sugar moves up to the weight class? Absolutely. We'll see. Possibly. I don't know. Good to see Sean O'Malley and Henry Cejudo are friends at every retired way to squash the beef. That is what? Absolutely untrue.
Clickbait.
Absolutely Rage untrue. Bait. If a cheeseburger always cuts me off in traffic, is it okay to say I hate when cheeseburgers drive?
That's very, very fair. Yeah.
Could you put cheese? Could you name like anything and put it where cheeseburger's at?
You could. Yeah.
What comes to mind?
Cheeseburger.
I know, but if you could replace the word cheeseburger, what comes to mind? I hate when blank cuts me off in traffic.
I don't fucking know.
Okay. I think we all thought of something.
Yeah.
How long has Michael been sober? Does he still get cravings for the hard stuff? Good job, fucking Garrett. Way to trigger him. Oh, well, not you, Garrett, but this Garrett. Way to go, Garrett Covert. He triggered him. Now he's fucking...
3 years. I don't know. November 13th, so 3 days before Jose's birthday was 3 years. No, I never get cravings for that. I'll drink every now and then, very rarely, but no cravings at all for meth.
That's crazy.
Yeah. No, it's like the thought of it. It used to, like the first year, the thought of it, I would... kind of get my hands sweaty and really want, like I would crave it. But now the thought of the come down and all the shit, not worth it. So no.
Hits vape.
Oh yeah. Dude, this one's lasted me. So I was going 4 or 5 days. This is day 10 with this one.
Really?
I've been cutting.
That's okay. That's impressive. I like that. Hit it real quick.
All right.
Thanks. Did you regret giving $1,000 to the Golden Glove boxer?
No, I didn't. It was cool. It was worth it.
Yeah, I appreciate that. I honestly don't know what to talk about. If you knew you'd still become champion, but you had to give up one thing forever, your chin, your cardio, or your timing, which one would you sacrifice? Super noodle. Nothing, man. I don't even remember what I read. Blacked out. How did you manage having a sibling with addiction in your young adult life? How do I manage it? I just kind of forgot. I'm like, all right, I'm motherfucking gonna die. It's literally what I thought. I mean, we talked about it a lot, but yeah, I kind of just like, we didn't talk for like fucking years and years and years. So I was like,
yeah, it was. The time goes by fast when you're getting high too. It doesn't even.
Time flies when you're having fun.
Yeah, that's true, dude. It was fun.
What other supplements are you going to bring to doing well? We're doing, we got the coconut lime. We got raspberry very, 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 very soon. Should be shipping. If you did the pre-sale on the raspberry, you'll be getting it soon. People are getting their coconut limes right now. Mango, we're working on a mango. The lead time for working on these flavors is anywhere from 12 to 14 weeks. So it takes a while. We got some other stuff that is going to be fire. I can't talk about it right now, but it's going to be fire. But as far as moving into the other supplements, I would love to do like some kind of caffeine stick. We got to do something with creatine. And we got some other stuff coming on. I've been kickboxing for a little over 4 years now. and pretty new to jiu-jitsu. And amateur MMA promotion is coming to my town, which is rare. Trying to take my first fight in 5.5 weeks.
Fuck it.
I like that attitude. I'd say yes. Take it. Pull guard. Just do your thing. Why did you give Rob a rematch? You won rounds 1, 3, and 5. Thank you. About time, man. People are starting to come around to that shit. It's ridiculous. I got to fucking preach that.
Islam says he's now open to fighting Ely at the White House. The first time he's talked about actually fighting him.
Yeah, 170. Like, I mean, bro, at 170, it's still a competitive fight. I think it's still a very competitive fight at 170, even though Ilya or Islam would be quite a bit bigger. I want to see that fight. If I could pick one fight, Ilya versus Islam, number pound for pound one, pound for pound two.
Yeah.
That would be so sick.
That would be good.
I heard you're skydiving into the White House card.
Yeah, that was a plan. We're not supposed to really talk about that.
Yeah, my bad. We'll cut that too.
Make sure you get that out of there.
Is Craig Jones grappling Dylan Danis? Did I see that? Is that real? I think I saw something about that. That would be fire. I'd be curious how that goes.
I thought nobody cared about Dylan Danis.
He makes his way around every once in a while. He really does. He pops in, does his thing, pops out.
There's reports about it, but it doesn't look like it's confirmed yet.
That makes me feel like it definitely ain't. The situation came up, either yourself or Mario held the belt and they offered to fight a title fight. Would you accept? Would Mario have the fight play out? It's tricky. It's like for the title, it would have to be for the title. And even still, it's like, dude, I don't know. I if it comes down to it, I guess we'll fucking think about it then, but I don't even like thinking about it. Sugar supporter here and always have been a fan of Wonder Boys Thompson. Hard not to be. What's your thoughts on Wonderboy as a fighter, person, and why has he been able to keep the fans in the sport his whole career? If the fight was offered to you, would you take it? What the fuck?
That's what I'm trying to figure out. Did you read that word for word?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, I would not fight Steven Wonderboy Thompson. He's fucking huge. But yeah, I like Steven Wonderboy. I always loved watching his fights. I loved his style, karate style. Super defensive wrestling, good at defensive wrestling. It's fun to watch, learns lots of fun stuff from him. You know, I enjoy his little breakdowns too. And he's a good dude. He's a good fucking dude, man.
Remember when I was telling you about Joe Rogan saying he revealed he was rejected from the Epstein Island, or he rejected that? Here's his audio about it. He was talking about it on the podcast.
Fire.
I'm in the files for not going. Huh? Yeah, I'm in the files for not going because Jeffrey Epstein was trying to meet with me.
Oh, I did see that.
Yeah, and I was like, what?
I'm like, no thanks.
Yeah.
Aren't you glad?
Yeah, but I would have never went anyway. It's like, it's not even a possibility that I would ever went, especially after I Googled him. I was like, what the fuck are you talking about? This was like 2017. One of my guests was trying to get me to meet him. I was like, bitch, are you high? Like, what the fuck are you talking about?
For what reason would you?
Have you been paying attention to this Jeffrey Epstein stuff?
Yeah.
It's just getting crazier and crazier, but then it's like, it's so hard to believe what's real. And then it's so fucking crazy. You're like, that's not real, but it seems real. It's like, what the fuck?
Bro, all I got to say is when I was tweaking, that's all the shit I was talking about.
The elite pedophiles?
Yeah, all that shit. I was so dialed into all that and I was so confident. And that was.
But where'd you get your information from?
Dude, I don't know.
Are you just from the fucking ether?
It was just, I don't know how to even explain it. I don't know why you get the desire to rabbit hole when you're on meth, but I just started with Freemason stuff and then just kept going and going and going and going.
Did you know about Epstein when you were tweaking?
No, I didn't know about him.
Damn.
I saw Elon say it was like, you're asking what conspiracy theories do you believe? And he basically said, he's like, what conspiracy theories haven't come true?
Yeah.
There's so many that have.
Yeah. I was just starting the pod with, was it Dan Avery and Joe Rogan? Because I saw some, I didn't get into the part that I wanted to get into, but he was talking about the Hollywood elites, like eating the babies. And then something on there said to look up what happens when you give adult mice blood from younger mice. So I, of course, ChatGPT Googled it. It said it increased their life expectancy by 10%.
Drinking their blood?
No, by eating. putting the blood of the younger mice into the
injecting mice.
Yeah. I didn't read enough of it to.
Didn't Brian Johnson do that with his son?
Yeah.
Yeah, he did that exact thing.
Yeah, the blood plasma.
Damn. The world's going in a crazy place, man. This world's going in a fucking crazy place.
I know. And there's so many things, and now you don't even know. I had to look up, why the fuck does anybody care about Nancy Guthrie? I didn't even know who she was. I don't know.
I keep seeing it on my YouTube.
Whenever I'm at the gym. Whenever I'm at the gym, she was like a Christian author and her daughter does like the Today Show or something. Mm. But I was like, why is that? Every time I'm at the gym, dude, that's blasted all over the news. Like the Guthrie case, the Guthrie case.
Who is Nancy Girth?
Guthrie.
Oh.
I think it's Guthrie.
Jokes. I said Girth because... Restart.
You can get like a dick pic on there.
Who is Nancy Girthy? God damn, not that was an accident. That one was an accident. Okay.
Lock it.
Who is Nancy Guthrie?
Guthrie, yeah.
Nancy Guthrie is a well-known author, speaker, and Bible teacher, particularly focusing on themes of grief, hope, and God's comfort. She's written several books, often dealing with suffering and how faith shapes the process.
And she was murdered?
No, she was supposedly kidnapped. I mean, I haven't followed it besides when I'm at the gym. I see different headlines.
She was just kidnapped. She hasn't been confirmed dead. She got kidnapped.
No, she's kidnapped. They were asking for like $1 million of Bitcoin.
Shit, I'll buy her. Not like that.
No, and then, but I think her daughter does the Today Show or is a host of something like that. But it's weird that it's like such a... It just popped up out of nowhere during, you know how they say everything's like a distraction.
Yeah.
So it's like makes you wonder. And the fact that they control all of the media, it's like whatever they want us to see, we're going to see. And that's.
Don't they say the Jews control the media?
Yeah.
Is that like real or is that like a joke?
I also didn't realize Israel.
South Park, that's real.
Let me see. What was it? Because I didn't realize Israel didn't become a country until 1948. And I guess like the elites funded all that. So I guess that's why we're so close with Israel. That was some shit I never knew.
Yeah, it's so weird when you start hearing that Israel runs the United States and shit like that.
Right.
I'm so out of all that. And then I hear shit. I'm just like, it's like, I'm trying not to even think too much into it. I'm like, all right, I'm just going to live my life, do what I do. None of that really matters to my personal life. But if you start going down these rabbit holes, you get fucking stressed out. You get anxious and get like depressed. You get like.
Dude, I just thought if I was still tweaking, I'd be up for days on this. I'd have probably read every motherfucking file.
God, that'd be fire. Tweaking. Too fun. As a fan of you, I selfishly want you to continue to fight and get your belt back. Hey, we getting the belt back, baby. Chuka versus Peter at the White House. What if I just breaking news, pretend like it is? And
I'll see it all over my Facebook tomorrow from the random MMA site.
Because people just clip up stuff.
So many people do. It's like
they don't even listen to the pod. What's up, guys? I'm fighting Peter Yan at the White House. Check me out. June 24th.
Confirmed.
Dana or Trump just text me. People are going to quote that. Trump text sugar.
Yep.
That'd be fire. Sorry, guys, if you got clickbaited. But motivation to keep fighting, man. I want to get the belt back. I want to get the fucking belt back. What exactly do you rehydrate with after a fight? Doing well. Thank you. Did you see that you got your walkout song sampled by Mr. Mink? That you got your walkout song? The song is also named after you. It's called Sugar Sean with you. I'll check it out. Oh, Mr. Mink, you're the one that fucking posted the question. You're a goofball. That's a good one, Mr. Nobody should be dropping questions. Let Skinny O'Malley come up with his own content.
Oh, that's so rude, dude.
Dude.
I was trying to include the people.
Blocked.
Yeah.
Richard Schmitty. Have you seen Corey desperately talking spunk about the one? Is that really Schmidt? Let's see. Bro, what the fuck? It's not. What the hell? Is there a burner Schmitty account? Joined 9 months ago, has 18 subscribers. Is that a picture of... Bro, it's a picture of Schmitty. And the first post is a doing well post. What the hell? That's funny. God damn it, I lost
Schmitt's famous, questions. Dude.
He is, man. I actually texted him today. I said, you want to come on the pod? He said, he's working. Bro, just keeps grinding, man. Can't stop the grind.
Good for him, dude.
Come on here, try to ask the fans questions that people just be mean and tell me to pick up.
I like reading the comments sometimes on ours, and when people say Michael doesn't know shit about the UFC shit, that's just so funny.
That's so cap though.
It's yeah, dude. They don't know fucking what I know.
They don't know what you know.
I like this question. Is Michael, when did you realize Sean was not in the Illuminati?
He might stay.
Shit, dude. I don't know.
He might still think it. Probably after he stopped tweaking.
I probably gave up on that thought when I stopped tweaking. Yeah. I let it be.
Son O'Malley. Son, sorry.
Like song?
Just S-O-N. What's your biggest vice? What's the vice? What's the definition of vice?
Like a nicotine bar.
Poker was definitely a vice
Poker was a vice. Right now, I'll say YouTube.
Yeah.
YouTube.
Watching YouTube.
Yeah, just watching YouTube. Fucking love watching YouTube. I'm addicted to YouTube.
I don't watch much YouTube. I don't watch a whole lot of anything. That's good.
That is good. What's the best way to get really good cardio without the gym? Run. You still been running?
Me? Dude.
Who the fuck else do you think I'm asking?
Well, I don't know. You said run. You answered the question.
That's fair. That's a good point. What if I read the question? That's a good fucking point. You know what I mean? But you still been running?
I got to get back on it. I was so sore after missing the gym for a couple weeks with my shoulder. And then by the end of the gym, I was literally sore. Getting back in that first week's fucking tough. So I ran for 10 minutes instead of 20. And then I'm going to start again.
That's good though.
I'm going to start again on Monday for the 20 minutes. But like I went and did legs on Tuesday, which was my leg day. And they still hurt so fucking bad until I played soccer on Friday. And then now they're sore as shit again. So I'm just trying to not like brush in too much.
But yeah.
I'll start running again tomorrow.
I need to start running again. Dude, my ankle's like right between right here in the middle of my foot.
Yeah.
My ankle, I don't know what that is. Still so sore from kicking his fucking elbow. So I'm finna start running again soon. I got my massage guy coming over today. You gotta get me right, man. God. Any new start doing those purchases?
Mountain runs again.
Dude. I know that's fun, huh? I'm down, dude. Once my shit's good, I'm super down. Super duper down. Any new vehicle purchases? We'll see. We'll see. God, I keep that Urus. I love the Urus. I'm like, I don't need another fucking car. Just get through each day without buying it. And it'll be good. Do you think that the secret to gaining big punch power is to spar with people who punch super hard? I don't think that makes sense.
That does not make sense.
Would you move down to 125? No. Congrats on being a father.
Thanks. Thank you.
Yep. Michael, that was for Michael.
That was.
No. What keeps Michael hitting the vape? What about it makes him crave it? Or is it just so much of his routine?
You know, it's all of it. It's the nicotine is one of the most powerful drugs that there is. So that shit's hard to quit by itself. But I don't know.
What if it was just flavor? What if there actually was no nicotine in there? What if they're like,
That'd be great. That'd be great.
But what if the flavor was just as anxious? Like you'd still have all the negative side effects, but it wasn't the nicotine. It was just literally a mental. You weren't addicted to the nicotine. That's why you keep hitting it or whatever. But what if there was no nicotine in it? What if I told you? I've been tricking you.
Oh, that'd be great. I'd be happy. But you can taste the difference when a non-nicotine vape and a nicotine vape. You can just feel the difference.
Because
I tried to do a non-nicotine vape just to try and like break the nicotine habit like that. Mm-hmm. But it doesn't work.
Nicotine. It's a pretty close word.
Yeah, it's very close.
So careful when you say it.
Yeah, I'm working on it.
Do you think Charles will beat Max? I'm so excited to talk about this fight. Charles with Max. I'm trying not to talk about it too much until we get in. Me and Guru are going to do a Shiguru pod on that pre-fight. And God, I'm excited for that fight. I literally just cannot wait. So that's that. Sugar, what are the benefits you actually feel from not watching any corn? It's been a year plus. It has been a year plus since I've watched any corn. Sure. I've still been watching, you know, broccoli. What
the fuck's that?
Vegetables?
Oh.
No, I haven't watched the corn.
Oh, I see.
God, there's some times where I'm just like, come on. Just get it out of your system. Get that little devil out. Little devil's running around in there and you just got to fucking get him out. But I just let him sit in there until it's time. Have you tried the mushies or LSD, bud? I've done mushrooms a good amount of times and I've been feeling it. Like I need to hit a little, I have a perfect property for some mushrooms to go sit outside in the trees. And I do feel like it's time for me to hit another little round. I get scared. I get nervous. I'm like, God, it could, you know, I don't need to, but every time I do them, it's good. Good experience. The first fucking 45 minutes, I'm just like, here we go. It's happening. Just let go. And then it happens and it's good. What does Michael think was the lowest point of his life?
Well, shit, I had a lot of low points. Even when I quit, I wasn't at my lowest point, I don't think. Cause I had that business, I had a house. But the lowest point was probably being homeless.
Mm.
Actually, it was even alcohol was my lowest point.
Really?
Dude,
alcohol's fucked.
Yeah. Cause I was getting blacked out drunk every morning and I ran out of, like, friends didn't want to be around me. And I remember one time I was drinking already. I was like, I'd always get, if I didn't get a bottle of vodka, I'd get like the as much beer as I could and, you know, the cheapest amount. Ooh. And I remember just carrying the case around, and I went to my friend Jake's house, and he had his kid, and you know, he was already grown up, you know, he had a kid. And so me and him used to drink all the time together. But I remember being there and I was like, fuck, dude. And he's like, bro, you can't be here. I mean, you're fucking wasted. I got my daughter, my wife. And I'm like, fuck, dude. So that was probably.
Dude, alcohol is the worst.
Yeah.
It's just legal. You can go buy it and just get fucked up. I didn't drink that much Friday night, and I didn't feel too bad Saturday morning.
Yeah.
Like, we partied, but I didn't really drink, and I fucking felt decent.
Yeah. I didn't drink too much. I just had a tension headache in my neck, and I was like, fuck, ooh, man.
I feel that.
Yeah.
I have like a huge pillow that's kind of firm, but it's too big. And then I have like a super soft pillow, and I don't like either of them. I need to find the right pillow, dude.
You do. That's very
important. I need to find the right pillow.
It's an important thing.
Biggest life lesson learned being a parent. I'm still learning, man. I'm still trying to figure that shit out. But patience, definitely learn a little bit about that. Trying to be patient. Elena always wants me to fucking wait for her while she puts her shoes on. I'm like, I'm 2 feet away. Wait. Oh, so I'm trying to learn, man. I'm still trying to learn. What about you? Same?
Yeah, patience for sure. But what was the question? What was
biggest lesson learned? Look at Lynn.
Okay. I think the lesson I learned, that's when my house got raided by them. That was like time to quit all the shit. When I got my house raided with the PO.
Time to grow the fuck up type shit.
CPS was there, and I like could have lost today. So it was like, you know, that's what I learned the most. That was my biggest lesson.
What are you going to do to celebrate after you beat Jan at the White House? I'm going to consume a ridiculous amount of alcohol and be depressed for 3 days. Jokes. I'm probably definitely blackout though. Sean, what 3 things from your daily routine would you recommend for someone who is not a fighter? And then that same question. Michael, what did you realize Sean was not in the Illuminati? That's funny. 3 things from daily routine. I would say sleeping schedule. Sleeping is the number one thing. Like, even after the partying and stuff, and like I wake up the next morning, it's like I only sleep 4 hours. It's like I feel like shit because I just didn't sleep. It's like, god damn it, sleep. Hydrate. Drink you're doing well. Drink you're fucking doing well. You gotta hydrate. Work out. Even if it's a little bit, try to work out, you know, 4 or 5 times a week. Even if it's literally 40 minutes on a walk. Work out, walk, sleep, hydrate, mom. Sean, if you just stopped making money right now, would you be able to live off your investments and current money in the bank? Of course, brother. What is your favorite strike to throw? Boom! Shit, type shit.
Yeah, that's. I was thinking that.
You know what I'm saying?
I knew you were going to say that one, dude.
Was Yadong as hard as you thought?
I love these questions.
Yeah. Or is he just a big softy? Yadong was hard. Yadong was hard. For Sugar 3.0, do you have a body work? You go to regularly, whether that'll be a massage therapy. I do. Funny timing. He's coming after this. With Almeida being cut, do you see any fighters being let go for being too boring? Almeida. Oh, the big guy that just got fought. I'm not familiar with that. And do I see other people getting cut? I don't really watch the UFC like that, man. I watch the big fights for the most part. Brother, when are you coming to India?
I'll be there. Couple weeks.
You're performing comedy show.
Yep.
How does it feel to be the 6th best bantamweight in Lucas Tracy's top 10? Feels good. Honored to be number 6. Thank you.
Lucas Tracy is a great
commentator. Great
commentator.
Would you rather be pro on pickleball or football? I mean, pickleball would probably be a lot easier for my body build, but football, dude, god damn it, I wish I was in the end of it. Oh my god. How many licks does it take to get to the center of a Tootsie Pop?
18.
Okay.
That was an easy one.
Yeah, that one was stupid. It's like 18. Everyone knows that. Yeah. God, my timer went up on my YouTube. I'm going to have to just enter my password. What do you got going on the rest of the day? It's today's Sunday. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. We're here with the 99.5 KBLL, Michael O'Malley. Yeah, Izzy. I tried getting Izzy on the pod today. They were busy. Our timing didn't work out. Would love to get him on before his fight. He's coming off a couple losses. I've been there. Fucking, he's 75-time world champion, goddamn beast. You have an audio of it? Okay, let's listen.
Check it.
How many do you think you have left?
Back.
Less than 10. What? Less than 10 fights?
That's a lot.
That
you said less than 10.
You did.
10 fights.
He said less than 10 fights. That's a lot of fights.
How old is he? 32?
He's got to be older. How old is Israel Adesanya? 36.
Oh, damn.
I'm trying to think. He went through a couple wars. Kelvin, Pajeda. I mean, he's been through a couple wars, but he hasn't been hit too many times. Had a lot of fights. Dude, he looked good his last fight. He got dropped. He got caught. But, you know, against someone really, really fucking good. But he looked good. He looked, I'd say he was like starting to look as good as he ever looked that last fight. So, I mean, this fight he's got coming up is definitely a tough fight. I'm excited for him. I think he's going to go out there and look great.
Who's his next fight?
Joe Pyfer.
Okay.
Tough motherfucker. To the gym, stop talking, and don't bring your son around Donald.
I mean, that's, you couldn't have said it any better. Who was that from?
That was from Lex Luger.
Lex Luger, that was a fucking brilliant dude.
JoJo Mundane Adventures says, do you know it's the Jews?
Oh, yeah.
Michael knows. Someone said, is that really your kid? Yes. Stop calling MMA guru goo. John Strickland said if he was an MMA fighter, he'd be a serial killer probably, which is one of the most honest fucking things you'd have ever heard. And I think he's going to be a serial killer anyway.
Yeah, he might be one right now.
He very well could be. I'm predicting 2032, we see a Sean Strickland Netflix documentary, and it's going to be fucking wild. It's going to be a good one.
Right.
He's fighting Anthony Hernandez. But yeah, he beats the fuck out of people. Don't go ask Sean Strickland to spar. Yeah. You just don't do it. Unless you want to get your ass kicked. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I feel you.
Neon hit us up. Neon's going to be coming. You probably don't know who the fuck Neon is. He's going to be doing some IRL shit. We've been going IRL on TikTok.
Just
that
slapping,
shit's
huh?
Crazy, dude. 4,000, 5,000, 6,000, 7,000 viewers. And it's kind of fun. It's hype. I'll be hitting the bag. Bah, bah, brah, hitting the bag, listening to Superstar in the warehouse with the fucking tunes pumping. That shit's pretty fun.
Yeah.
I liked it. I like going live on it.
Where do you go on TikTok, you said?
Yeah. I mean, I'll go live on Twitch, get 200-300 viewers. I'll go live on IG, get like 1,200 viewers. Go live on YouTube, 300-400 viewers. Go live on TikTok, boom, 4,000, 5,000, 6,000, 7,000 viewers. It's crazy, dude. I talked about it last time when we brought that girl in and she was crying and shit. I think we talked about it last weekend. Yeah. It was fucking pretty funny. Cool. But bringing people in like that is making their day. Pretty cool. Oh, yeah. Emron asked me a good question yesterday. I was outside sitting in the sun. He said, now that you've been rich and famous, if you could go back or whatever, would you just be rich or do you like to be famous? I thought that was a pretty interesting question. I thought about it for a little bit. I feel like I know a lot of rich people that want to be famous. Like they want to be known. They have money. They want to be famous. So I'm like, I kind of like, because if I was just rich, maybe I would want to be famous. And then you have that desire to always want. But now I'm like, I've already been there. I've already kind of done that to where I don't really feel like I want to be famous. I don't really care to be anymore. I don't really care to be more famous.
But at the beginning, you enjoyed that.
Oh, yeah, 100%. Yeah. Not that I don't. Like, I still think it's cool to be able to make people's days, take pictures with people. But sometimes it's like, fuck. But it's like, oh, it's never that bad. So it fucking go to the gym. Someone's there, take a pic with them. They're just shaking. They can't believe it. It's pretty cool. It's a good feeling.
Yeah.
So I think I said being famous is, it's a skill to be able to know how to be famous. I've learned it over the years, and I don't think most people know. I don't think most famous people learn how to be famous, how to deal with it. They get fucked with a lot of people. And yeah, that's that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I've navigated the fame pretty well, I'd say.
You've gotten a couple picks.
Yeah. This is crazy.
Yeah.
Do you think the positive outweigh the negatives being famous?
The positive outweigh the negative? What are the positives? I mean, there's not a ton of positives. I mean, there is.
Yeah, there is.
Yeah, I was going to say, you can make people's day, get shit paid for.
Yeah, it's what you just said. And then also, like, just your exclusivity. You get into places. Some people would value that pretty highly, is being able to, like, get, like, you know, high-level connections and...
Yeah, I don't know. I guess it's like in my life, I don't really use my fame for, like, people send me shit, but it's like, once you make money, you buy shit.
Well, doing well, your fame is going to be a big part.
100%. That helps. That helps.
Business, making money, it's, are your fame is attributed to a lot of your, like, YouTube success or all your, you know, in
that's
any
just
of your
my in, income. No, there is, but I wasn't thinking of it in like that way, I guess. But yeah.
But you got to.
If you think about it that way, then I would say, that's yeah. Right. Being famous helps.
What are the negatives that you've experienced?
I got swatted a couple times. Got cops fucking pointing guns at my fucking house in my head. That was terrifying.
For a minute.
Just go. I mean, anywhere I go, it's like, I feel like there's a level of anxiety anywhere you go. I don't really ever go to grocery stores anymore just because it's not that bad, but you just feel like you're being watched all the time. It doesn't help that I have colorful hair and fucking face tattoos.
No, it doesn't.
So I could be not famous and look like this and still get looked at like that. So, but just the constant. You got to be alert at all times. Wherever you're at, you got to be fucking on a swivel. Basically, like, I'm tweaking. Being famous is kind of like being a tweaker. Just kind of constantly.
Damn.
So we're basically twins. Same, dude.
Basically, yeah.
Anyway, what else we got, G?
Yeah, I can pull up another audio if you want.
Pull up another audio, man.
When people think bad they think Nate Diaz. Charles Oliveira, Max Holloway. Who you got in that one? They're fighting March 7th.
I like Max.
You like Max?
Yeah, I'll stop the
fans want to see you on the White House card. Are you going to be on the White House card?
That was weird what I said, but I'll yeah, the White House would be perfect.
Has Nate not fought Charles or Max? Dude, Nate, I don't think Nate's fought Charles or Max. That's crazy considering how long all – bro, Nate – or yeah, Nate, Max, and Charles have all been in the UFC for like 15 years, all been pretty around the same division. And I don't think they've ever fucking fought. Nate versus Charles or Max at the White House would be so sick. March 7th.
When was the last time Nate's fought?
He boxed Jorge last, I'm pretty
not
sure.
Not boxed, though. Remember, they're two different things, remember?
Oh, yeah. Well, you said fought. And yeah, you also true. Said boxer or fighters.
Right, so. I don't see that he's fought.
Yeah, before. I don't think he's fought. Nate, who did he fight last? No, fought Leon. Might have been Leon. Long time ago. Or it could be tripping.
Let's see.
March 7th. I'm excited for that, man. That day, you guys, I'm actually going to go there. I'm actually going to be there. I'm doing some stuff with Survivor.
At last fight, you subbed Tony Ferguson.
Oh, fuck. That's right. I'm stupid.
And then Leon Edwards and Mosswood all before that.
Yeah. March 7th, I'm going to be there. I'm going to go to Vegas. I'm going to do some stuff with Survivor, Paramount. Super excited about that. I'm actually going to watch the fight with Jeff Probst, which is fucking pretty dope. So if you're into Survivor, this is cool. It's going to be fire.
I'm big into Survivor.
This was some juice. You want some juice?
I love juice.
All right. We got Mike Perry, Eddie Alvarez. You see their little scuffle?
Oh, yeah. I didn't see the scuffle, but I heard about it.
Did you hear? Did you understand like the context? Here's the context. Let me know when you want to cut it off.
One of them started throwing punches until I fell down. What happened was I was sitting there with that hat on. I got bumped from behind. I was in the front row. I turned around like, hey, excuse me. It was Eddie Alvarez's son's girlfriend. I said, excuse me, watch out or something. And then the son kind of leans in and I was like, I was talking to her. But that pissed him off. He was talking and then the wife just keeps screaming and yelling at me. And I was like, look, I'm sorry. So then the son gets on me about my family. And he's saying, look, you know, little hotheads can, you know, say some shit. I'm looking at Eddie with a side eye like, are you going to get either one of them? Before I start cussing at them and stuff, I'm getting mad. I'm lit. I was lit when I got there. So when the kid said that Mike to Perry. Me, I got a little heated. He got to me, I guess. I said, like, you're going to have to get used to that. People are going to speak to her or something. That's when Eddie got up and pushed me really hard. And it's like, I just slipped. None of them started throwing punches until I fell down. I didn't know who any of these people were. I didn't even realize that many people was doing that. I wasn't really getting hit. And then this one guy comes, tries to...
Let's hear Eddie Alvarez's point of view.
Okay.
Mike turns to my son and basically telling him, like, that's going to happen. If you have a girl, guys are going to try to talk to him. It's like trying to, like he's his fucking father or something. I'm like, what are you doing, man? He's drunk as shit. And then he tells my son, he tells Eddie that he should do something about it. If he didn't like it, he should do something. So a 130-pound kid should do something to Mike Perry if he didn't like him trying to talk to his girl. And then he turns to me and says to me, hey, I'm sorry. I know I'm wrong, but I think you should do something about it. To my face like that. What the fuck am I supposed to
did
do?
Did Mike and Eddie fight?
You're a man.
I think they BKFC'd.
Pretty sure they did. Let me look.
And Mike won, but yeah, they got a little scuffle. Mike Perry's fucking funny, dude. That is not a motherfucker you want to get. Eddie's not someone you want to get in a street fight with either. Both of those are fucking dogs. I'm pretty sure they fought.
I don't see that they fought.
Oh, street fights, shit like that. You got to be careful, man. You got to be careful. People are lit. you don't want to start shit. Don't start shit. Talk shit. Get hit. Type shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
don't
you heard no that? Shit, Mike, Perry, no shit.
Mike Perry did beat Eddie Alvarez.
That's right.
In round two.
That's right. That's right. Damn. That's right. I was like, damn. Make Mike look way bigger than Eddie too. Just way bigger. If you could live anywhere, Michael, where would it be? Right now. Boom. Move. Live house. Live there. Wherever.
Somewhere by the ocean, for sure.
You really? What makes you say that?
I don't know. I just like the ocean. I like the... I've never been to Florida.
Never been to Florida?
No, I haven't.
Don't.
No, I've heard.
It is dangerous.
I think San Diego would be cool.
San Diego's pretty cool.
Yeah, I'd like to be there.
Elena, what about you? If you could live anywhere, where would you live?
Juice box.
Montana. Okay. Dude, yeah, Florida is dangerous.
Yeah. I don't know. I like being here right now. I mean, everything. I like the heat. I like the...
It's about to start getting hot, Primo.
I like that, though.
I do, too. I don't mind it for the first month or so, but then I'm like, okay, whoo, it's starting to get hot. And I want to get, like, a summer house somewhere, but I'm like, fuck, I have too many animals right now.
Yeah.
Too many animals. I wouldn't know what to do with my tortoise, and my chickens, and my cats, and my dogs.
You got to get another cow.
I've actually got a good moo. I'm not gonna do it right now because it's loud. Yeah. But the neighbors got cows, so I feel like they're kind of like our cows.
Fair, yeah.
We got coyotes sometimes. We running around, hopping around, you know. What else? Dude, DJing with that pickle prom, I ain't gonna lie, I felt like that might have been my calling.
You were hitting it?
It might have been my calling.
Nice.
Me and my girl Jamia.
Do you have any videos of it?
I sure hope not.
No, that bad.
I sure hope.
You guys didn't go live for it?
Hell no. I was in no state of mind to be live. It would have been fun. Yeah. At that point, I didn't even have a phone. I didn't even know where my phone was. We were lit. It was lit.
That's funny.
Alana, how's it being a big brother or a big sister, having a little brother? For sure.
Is Isaiah here yet?
Still?
Do you just wish he was?
Bro, I was watching a vlog that we posted, like, what was that, 2 years ago? The Montana trip where we took a jet to Helena, and Elena was probably three, and it's, I almost started crying. I was like, whoa, just seeing how little she was, and oh my God, she was so cute. She's still cute, but bro, we had Sono eat. I don't know, have you ever seen
chocolates,
this vlog?
All the chocolate?
Bro, we were watching Reese's it back, right? All the sweets, and keep in mind, this was after a fat steak dinner. Went to a steakhouse. And then you add all these sweets, and you'd think he learned his lesson. The next day, this is for like $40 or something, right? The next day, we go out to this steakhouse dinner, stuff our face. Then we do a McDonald's challenge.
Ooh.
I forgot about that until we rewatched the video. And that was, oh my God, rewatching it was making me like,
whoop. What do you eat? What was the challenge?
I don't remember. At one point, I remember blending up French fries and water.
It's like eight boxes of candy, and then there was a McDonald's one as well
the next day. Four Big Macs and like
blendable fries
because he was trying to get it down.
Oh,
that was his way. He toughed through a lot of it, didn't quite finish it, ended up making a side bet that he didn't need to finish it and he wouldn't lose his, it was like for to lose his eyebrows or something. I don't know why he was so confident he could do it, but he got a lot down. I will say that he got a lot down. But that was tough.
I haven't ate McDonald's in years.
Me and G ate McDonald's in Tokyo. Yeah. We hear it's like in Japan, McDonald's is, you know, made with better ingredients and stuff.
Yeah.
Fucked me up. Mm-hmm. Fucked me up. Dude, it was cramping, like, but it could have been the other food too, but I'm pretty sure it was that. Dude, Tokyo was fun, bro. I wish it wasn't such a, the flight's just fucked.
Yeah.
But Tokyo was so cool.
What is it, 17 hours?
Something like that.
Dude, just the cutest girls, the little Asians, the little Japanese girls. Oh my God. They were so cute. They thought I was
cute. Tokyo's a vibe. It's a vibe.
I heard the streets and shit are really clean there. Everything's like
super. It was dirty.
It was?
It was like a lot of spots. Like, there was clean spots, but then the other spot was like no different than fucking New York, I feel like.
Compared to New York. New York's bad.
Yeah, it wasn't as like homeless, crackheady, but it was still, there was like a tourist part where it was still
definitely, yeah. Fucked. There's still some trash around, but
yeah.
Definitely cleaner than like that populated of a city.
Yeah, for real. Other than that, man, I don't really know what else we got going on.
Nothing.
But yeah, I got a massage here in a little bit.
I need to get a massage, dude.
I'm due. I haven't got one since the fight, but
I got my Oura Ring sizing kit.
Did you?
I got one.
Okay, let me know your size. I'll order it.
Just, I do got one at home. I was gonna buy one a long time ago, but
tell me what size and I'll get it. I forgot we talked about that. You gotta charge it. Don't lose your charger.
I'll be super interested in doing it.
Because G, you've been slacking. Lost his charger. Hasn't been, because you can do circles. So it's called Oura Circles. You can see how everyone else, like, oh, so I can see your score share? And stuff.
Yeah. Oh, that's cool. Yeah. That's cool.
Dude, my you want to hear my fucking sleep and readiness after Friday night? Wasn't good.
48.
It wasn't good. 37 readiness.
Damn.
I had, let me see how many hours of sleep I had.
I remember when I had that one, dude. I loved looking at it, man. I was obsessed with that.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I did, because I had an extra one, right?
Yeah, it was. Yeah, you upgraded or whatever. And they
sleep was a 49, which isn't too bad. For the night, 4 hours of sleep.
It was 49?
It was a 49 sleep score. Nice. I've had nights where I'm like at a solid 16.
That's fire.
It's, yeah. So
before we get off, do you want to guess what? I got my testosterone stuff all checked.
You did?
Yeah, I went and got it all done.
You got it all done that fast?
No, no, I don't have my levels yet. It takes about a week, but I went, because I was going to go to LabCorp and the line was like 2.5
ridiculous.
Hours. I was like, hell no. So there was a men's health place like 4 minutes away. It's $10 cheaper. And I walked in and got it done right then and there. But it was like, it was all like a men's wellness thing. So you get the blood work and then a doctor's appointment after, which I don't really care about. I'm going to go anyway.
Because last time you got it checked, it was high, right? 700 or something?
Yeah. No. The last time I had it, the first time was 277.
Oof.
And then it was maybe 600.
First time was like when you first moved down, though, right?
When I was smoking packs of cigarettes, my knee was torn, so I wasn't hitting the gym.
So you're going to test it. And then after you get your results, you're going to commit to a couple months of Nikki.
Yeah, that's the plan now, right now. Anyways, that's why I've like been really cutting down on this one. So I'm feeling like I don't have like that desire to hit it all the time, in the car or right in the morning. So I'm trying to.
So I'm going
to
guess 469.
Yeah. No, mine. What did I guess? I sent it to you the other day.
200.
370, I think I said.
Oh, yeah. I think you did say 370.
So you said we came down, it was like low, and then it was 600.
Yeah, it was like.
You got it up high.
Yeah, it was up high for a minute. But I think my baseline, I don't know.
What's different from the 600 to now?
Yeah, what do you think? Because you've been vaping more?
No, because I did the testosterone thing for a minute, and it was up to like, I did that for a few months. And I was like, fuck, why am I doing this? Dude, I just need to, because I was just looking for that quick fix. Mm. Uh-huh. So I did that. And then for one point, it was up to like I was super responsive to it. So it was like 1600 or it was above the, it was above the 1500. Yeah. It didn't even, because a lot of places only go to 1500. Mm-hmm. And so.
Which is insane.
Then they were like, well, we'll just taper it down. And then I was just like, I'll just taper it down all the way off by myself. So I did that. And then like a few months after that, it was at 600. So I don't know if that was out of my system or not yet. So that's why I was kind of guessing between. I mean, I've changed a lot, my diet and then lifting and shit. So I don't know. I'm hoping it's not that fucking low, but I don't feel like it's going to be low. Like I'm not tired all the time. And
damn, but that's going to be sweet if you commit to it. If you actually commit, get it checked and then get off the old Nick.
Yeah. I know that's coming, dude. It's coming.
But all right, chat. Yeah, sorry. I mean, it wasn't the most crazy pop, but we chatted. We did it. We're here.
It was popping, dude.
We popped. Like, subscribe. Appreciate you guys. Hope you guys have a great rest of your week. And I sure will.
Yeah. Thanks for shopping at Walmart.
Yep. Thanks for shopping at Walmart.